I want to read something. I'm not going to preach from this, but this is my morning reading this morning. They spoke in Psalm 22. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a raven and roaring lion. I'm poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierce my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. Be not thou far from me, O Lord, O my strength. Haste thee to help me. Psalm 23 is a prophetic psalm of the cross and what Jesus really went through and the suffering and agony of the cross. And when I read that this morning, it just caused me to bow and thank Him. Thank God for what He did there for me. He done it first to please God and to do what the Father sent Him for. But the ultimate reason the Father sent Him was, thank God, that He might save us from our sins. Amen. Daniel chapter 6, if you got your Bible tonight. Daniel chapter number 6. I'll start reading at verse 1. The Bible said it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first. Now realize that Daniel was first. Anytime you first, there's always going to be people not to want you to be first, but they want to be first. It's always hard to play second fiddle. Amen. But Jesus said to be a servant. Hey, he didn't come. He made himself of no reputation. He came in the form of a servant. And that's the whole thing. Daniel here was a servant of God, and he came. The Bible said here of whom Daniel was first. Then he said that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, what a good testimony there, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Brother, I'm telling you tonight, that is a testimony, thank God, of God's man here. Had no fault finding in him. They sought to find it, but they couldn't find it. Then the Bible said, and these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. And all the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes and the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it may be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree. And verse 10 says, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in the chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. And the Bible said, then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. And that's just about this scripture tonight that God, thank God, give me tonight to just say something about this, that they found Daniel giving thanks to God. They found Daniel praying to God. He done what he always did. It was the rule or the tradition of the Jewish people to pray 3 times a day. That's why the psalmist said, even in the morning, noon, when I pray and cry aloud. And Daniel Daniel went to his prayer place in his room, and the door, and thank God the windows was open. He got on his knees and he prayed like he had before. He knew what the decree was. He knew what had been said. Thank God, but he done it anyhow. Amen. He wasn't concerned about what the king said. He wasn't concerned about what the law said. He was concerned about what God said. And brother, tonight, we're in a day we need to be more, thank God, paying attention to what God says and what the government says. I'm telling you tonight, we're in a different kingdom at a different time, and we live, thank God, by grace. We don't live under law, even though we do obey laws that's lined up with, thank God, the authority of God. But Daniel knew, praise God, that they wouldn't have stopped him from going to his room and praying. He knew that they had set him up. He knew, thank God, that they had made my friend this decree, and that he wouldn't be the first in line, that he wouldn't be the president, thank God, over the whole realm. And they made that decree that he wouldn't be. It was deceitful, dirty, and no good. Amen. But people will be like that when it comes down. Thank God, my friend, who a man lives for and who a man stands for. I thank Daniel when he got on his knees, thank God, and got to praying to the God of heaven. Thank God they came and found him praying. I tell you, that's a good testimony, being found to pray. Amen. They couldn't find nothing wrong with this man. Thank God they looked at him, no doubt. They examined him, and they said he was faithful. They said, if we'll find anything wrong with Daniel, it'll be in the law of his God. Ain't many Daniels in the Bible. Joseph and Daniel is probably two of the best, thank God, my friend, obedient people. We can't really find much on them. Thank God, that would be a fault, even though they had them. God, my friend, thank God, still has men. Don't worry about what the world says, and don't worry about what the government says. Amen. Listen, nobody can stop you from living for God. Amen. Nobody, friend. Ain't a person, ain't a government alive. Thank God, can keep me from serving him. Amen. Daniel, thank God, this decided. Amen. He's going to pray no matter what. And brother, he did. And they found him up there praying and giving thanks to God. And brother, I'm telling you tonight, thank God, we need to do the same thing. We need to find a place to pray and give thanks to God, because brother, thank God, that's how you commune with him. Amen. I tell you, I'll give you a few things what I think he's thanking in God for. I think he's thanking him for his protection. He knew he was in a strange country. He was in Babylon. He knew he wasn't in the country of God. He was in the country of Babylon. They was in captivity. And him and the three Hebrews there, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, was in a strange land. They was in a strange, we're in a strange land tonight. Amen. We don't fit in with the world because we've been born into the kingdom of God. Amen. It ain't something that you just put on. It's something he puts in. And when God puts something in you, then your character changes. Your attitude changes. Your desires change. I think when God saved me, the greatest thing that happened to me was my desires changed. Amen. I desired God. I desired the book. I desired the brethren. I desired, thank God, to be around where God was. Before, I didn't have no desire for it. Amen. God changes a man's desires. You can't make a man do right until God saves him. He's got to have a desire in him. If he don't have the desire of God in him, he ain't got to live for him. Amen. God help you. Help me tonight. Brother, we don't have to be pushed to live for God. We live for God because God, thank God, lives in us. Amen. We love God because he first loved us. Daniel knew who he was. He was his God. Amen. He had protection. There's no better protection than in God's will. Hey, God, where God wants you. But brother, listen. It don't matter where you're at. He's the same God. He's the same God no matter where you're at. He ain't limited to no one place. Amen. He's God everywhere. Amen. Thank God. Love him. Thank God that dwells in a building. He don't dwell in a building. He dwells in a body. Amen. Thank God he's real.
God. He's as real tonight, thank God, and He'll be real tomorrow, thank God. He'll be real the next day. I don't have to wait to come. Thank God, He's a real God. He's a stirring in my heart anyhow, and it don't matter where I'm at. He ain't limited, amen. Thank God. A lot of people limit God. They say, we can go to church. That's good. I am the church. I come because I love Him, want to be with Him. Amen. I need Him to move in me. The more power, more people we got, the more we can see God do something. Amen. The more opportunities we got. We got people that know God. Thank God. They might get stirred up, might help me. Amen. I just need to be around, but I tell you the protection of God. Amen. Brother, I'm telling you, God has protected us. Hey, He's a merciful God. Look where He lets you be born. Look where He lets you live. Amen. We, my friend, don't live in a communist country where we can't worship God, where they go hide Bible scriptures under the ground. Hey, God, and come back and have a little meeting underground churches. Amen. Go to prison if they make an open confession of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We can go anywhere and we don't do it enough. Amen. I'm telling you one thing about praise is confession. Amen. When a man praises God, he's confessing something. He's confessing what God's done for him. Amen. Praise is a confession. And when you confess Him before men, He said, I'll confess you before my Father in heaven. And Daniel didn't have, my friend, thank God, a t-shirt on, a bumper sticker, amen, to say, I'm Jehovah's servant. He lived it, amen. I'm telling you, friend, today, thank God for old time power of God Almighty that lives in a man. And brother, tonight, thank God, you can have it live for Him. And you don't have to be, thank God, seen on the outside all the time. Amen. It's the flow of the inside. Daniel went and done what he did because he's done it every day. I believe he's praising God for His protection. I believe he's praising God for His providence. That everything happened in his life, it was the providence of God. Everything happens in your life, it's the providence of God if you're saved. Amen. All things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to His purpose. You know why all things work together for good? Because God's the one that's working them. Amen. And God's working them. He's working them in your life. Everything you go through in life is the purpose of God. Amen. The purpose of God. The providence of God. What is providence? Providence is God directing your steps. Providence is God working things out in your life. Providence is God just being in control of it. Amen. Hey, God, friend, everything, you can go to the Bible, friend, everything God done, if you'd have looked at it before it was ever a finished product, you'd have said, where's God at? He's going to show up. Just hang in there. Amen. Thank God, when Moses' mother took him and laid him down in the river brink, thank God, she done it by faith because God said she had it. Amen. Amen. Hebrews said that. And when she laid him down there, hey, she didn't know what was going to take place. Amen. She didn't know God was going to tell her, thank God, my friend Pharaoh's daughter to go down by the river, amen, and get him out and raise him in Egypt. Thank God, but he would be the one to lead him out of Egypt. Everything God done was in His providence. Everything don't look, thank God, exactly the way you think it's going to look at the moment it happens. But God's got a plan. When you can get a hold of God and believe Him like that, it'll take worry off of you, take fret off of you, it'll take, my friend, doubt off of you. If you can just believe tonight that, praise God, God has a purpose. Amen. Even Samson's parents, when God said, you're going to have a son, when that angel appeared to her, hey, God, she thought God was going to kill her. And man, God said, amen. He said, why would God kill you? Hey, God, He's got a plan for you. Hey, God, take a look tonight where God's brought you from and what God's doing in your life. And believe Him that God's in charge of it. Amen. That's right. Amen. Why is he down here, brother, in Babylon? Why is Daniel down there? Amen. I like what that one fellow said, pray for. He said, I want you to pray for me that I get a job around Christian people. He said, I wouldn't pray such a prayer. He said, God didn't put you in the world to work with Christian people. He put you in the world to be a light to the lost people. Amen. Praise God. We're raised, well, you know what we're raising today in the churches? And it's independent churches, a lot of them, you know. They think they're more spiritual than a lot of people. And in a lot of these churches, you know what? They've separated themselves so much from everything that they've separated from what God put them here for. Amen. I believe, you say, what do you believe about separation? I believe separation is unto Christ. I don't believe separate. I believe when you separate unto Christ, then you separate yourself from other things. You see what I'm saying? Separation is not you not doing things. Separation is separation unto Christ, that you love Him. If you're unto Him, you're not wanting to do all these other things. Amen. It ain't you getting up boasting of what you don't do. That's not what it is. Amen. Come out from among them. He's talking about false prophets. He's talking about idols. Ain't God friend? He's not talking. Listen. Ain't God? We ought not fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but we ought to try to reach people. Ain't God? And shine as a light before them. Amen. Jesus ate with sinners, friend. Thank God He didn't eat with them to be one of them. He ate with them, thank God, that He might save them. Amen, brethren. Why did Jesus do that? Would He even be accepted today in our religious world? Amen. Where He done things that people said unto God, if He wasn't proclaiming who He was and He done what He did, some people wouldn't even have nothing to do with Him. Amen. Nobody has been people, thank God, through the days, my friend. Thank God, it's criticized things even Jesus did. He went to a well, thank God, of a woman been married 5 times. Amen. And the one she was with wasn't her husband. Thank God gave her living water. And a lot of people even criticize her. Amen for that. But I'm telling you, He ain't for sale tonight, and it don't matter what they think. He came to do the will of God, and He'll do what He does. Amen. That's right. Amen. He put Daniel right in the slap middle of it. He said, you go down there. Praise God. I can get some glory. Amen. He went down there and he said, if you found praying, we're going to cast you in the den of lions. You know what he did? He went and prayed. Amen. I think he thanked God for protection. I think he got through a providence. Amen. You know what? I don't like going through hard times. I don't like the burdens I have to carry sometimes. I don't like the bad news that I have to hear sometimes. I don't like the things I do sometimes.
Right.
But I know all things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to His purpose. Amen. It was nothing, no accident. Amen. You say, preacher, you can self-inflict. Oh, I understand and know that you can bring things on yourself. But do you not think God can't use that to do what He wants to? Amen. God don't mean God ordains things of sin, but God allows some things in your life that you might go through it, that God might turn it into good and teach you a lesson. Amen. Listen, every problem has an answer. And the answer is we need change. You can't soap the problem. You find what God says and change it. Amen. That's what God preaching does. That's what preaching does. Preaching, thank God, reproves you, but it don't leave you there. It causes God's Holy Ghost and His Word to change you. Amen, and make you like Jesus. Amen. Yeah. You know, there's too many people attend the house of God today. They don't think they never got nothing wrong with them, and they never done nothing wrong. That's right. But the fact of it is, He ain't working on perfect vessels. He's working on imperfect vessels to make them perfect. Amen. He said, Daniel, listen, if you want to look a man here, he said he could find no fault in him. There's no fault in this man. I can't find nothing in him. Amen. I mean, he loves his God. He obeys his God. He does what his God says. He goes to pray. Thank God 3 times a day like the Jews do. He goes at the time of sacrifice and prays. Thank God he was a upright man. He loved God, friend. And they knew the only way they could get him out of the office. Thank God that he had been given. Hey, God was to get him out of the way.
Yeah.
That's right. You know why people want to get you out of the way? You know why? You know when you get saved, people say, oh, I don't want to be around him no more. They don't like what you stand for. That's right. They won't get you out of the way. But you know what? You might be the only way that God's give them to get in. Notice his providence, purpose of God in the same line. The purpose of God is in everybody's life. Now let me say this. Now, whether we agree to it or not, the fact of it is everything, and I say this again, everything that I go through in life is the purpose of God. It's the purpose of God. Amen. Now, you say, well, I can change it. Well, He knows what you're doing. Listen, you do nothing without Him.
Right.
Without Him, He said, you can do nothing.
Yeah, right.
Without me, Jesus said, you can do nothing. Did God know what you was going to go through before you went through it? I believe He did.
Don't you? It's so quiet for tonight. God help, we in here, let's get in here and we'll worship God in here, preach it, and get with me a little bit. Amen. Shake your head, say amen or something.
Yeah.
And we'll dismiss here in a minute. Thank God you can think about your Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow. Amen. That's right, isn't it? Thank God I just believe in getting in while you get in. And God's got a purpose in this. I preach, He's got a purpose in that too. He's got a purpose in every service we come for. He's got a purpose in you. He's got a purpose in me. He's got a purpose in what you go through in life in general. Amen. Listen, thank God, my friend, God's got enough grace. I found this out. The grace comes when you need it. It don't come till you need it. Amen. Paul said, my grace is sufficient. That's what God told him. And it is sufficient. And it don't matter, my friend, how much you go through. Thank God, it's who's with you when you go through it. Amen.
Yeah.
You got to realize that. Now, I'm going to tell you this. The natural man don't think that way. The natural man thinks, how can I solve this? Well, Jesus is the solver. He's the solver. And whatever you go through, what did He say do? He said, "Go." He said, Daniel, no doubt God had him peace in his heart. He wasn't afraid of what they found him doing. He didn't think, well, I can't pray. You know what we need? We need a good dose of boldness. Amen. I mean, we just need some boldness in us to say we're going to do what God says. Boldness isn't arrogance. Boldness isn't braggarts. Boldness is, thank God, conviction in your heart. I'm going to do what God said no matter what. He done that. He purposed in his heart in the first chapter. He wasn't going to fail except the king's meat or king's wine. He didn't either, friend. He was put in hold and tested 10 days and come back. And they said, God, 10 times better. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, if you just decide in your heart, hey, God, if you're going to live for God, hey, God, the devil will tempt you not to, and he'll threaten you. That's one of the biggest tools of the devil is to try to threaten you in your own mind. If you do this, then they're going to think this. But it really don't matter as long as you're pleasing God. Amen. A lot of times the devil will say, if you say that, preaching, oh, they're going to get mad at you. That's what the devil will say. Oh, if you bow your head before all them people and pray out loud, they're going to think you crazy. Why don't you just bow your head? They don't really know. They might think you just bowing your head. They don't know whether you're praying or not. You know what I'm saying? Huh? You think Daniel's up there having silent prayer? Hey, sometimes there is. I don't find no silent prayer in the Bible. Praise God. I mean, you silently talk to people. Listen, God knows the intent of your heart before you ever pray. God knows every thought you got. God's answered my prayers, but I had never said it. I've seen God give me things that I wanted in my own heart. God knew I wanted them and give them to me, and I hadn't asked Him yet. What'd you do when you got them? I said, I know it's of God. He just knows the intent of my heart. He knows my needs. He knows my desires. He knows everything about me. He don't do that every time because He knows it's not good for me every time. Amen. God does answer your prayer one way or another. He might tell you no. Amen. God does tell people no on some things because it isn't the will of the Father. Amen. That's right. A lot of people pray and they say, well, God ain't answered that yet. Well, what's your heart got it for? I mean, what's the desire? Amen. There's no good thing He'll withhold from any man that walks uprightly, that loves Him, that walks close to Him. If you pray and seek the face of God, then the Holy Ghost is going to intercede and work in your heart to pray the thing that God put in your heart to pray and touch the hand of God with it. Yes. Amen. Prayer, my friend, isn't changing the mind of God. Prayer is agreeing with God.
Right.
Amen. Yes. God agrees with you. If you pray and say, God, I got this need, God says, I agree to that. I'll answer it. Amen. If you're just praying things, and brother, listen, thank God that really has no spiritual meaning or no glory of God in it. How do you think God's going to do it? Amen. Because God's not going to come and answer a man's prayer. Thank God that don't have no spiritual desires in it. Amen. No biblical desires. That's right. Why would I ask that? What's the main things you ask God for, preacher? Well, I ask him for grace, forgiveness. I ask Him for a manifested power. I ask Him to touch and guide my feet and steps and my mind. I ask this, and can you get a hold of what I'm about to tell you tonight? God, this, you're the body of Christ on earth. That means my hands is His. That means my eyes is His. And this is what I say. Why do I do this? I say, God, why do I do this when these are your hands and I don't use them right? Why do I take my eyes and use them for things that, God, this is your eyes that you wouldn't look at? Amen. Why do I hear things that I should not hear? Why do I say things that I should not say? And this is God's body. How can we do that? You know why we don't realize who's in us? We don't realize who saved us. You don't realize, praise God, that you have a union with Him in Christ is the greatest position a man holds anywhere. That in Him, and it's in Him we live and move and have our being. It's in Him we have the power. It's in Him He's manifested through us by the power of God. And that's what I desire. I ask God to help me. I say, God, help my hands, help my eyes, help my ears, help my tongue. Amen. I said something today and I thought it was just trivial things, and the Holy Ghost spoke me in the heart. You know why? Because it wasn't a God. If you get down to it, well, everything ought to be to glorify Him. Amen.
Yeah.
Daniel was like that. Praise, he couldn't find no fault in him. They didn't catch him doing things he ought not do. Thank God. Listen to me tonight. God don't need somebody to spy on me. You say, I might follow the preacher around. Well, you might. You can. You'll find fault. I followed you around. I'd find fault. I really, be honest with you, I ain't looking for no fault. Nobody in here. I ain't looking for no fault. You know why? I got too many myself. Amen. I need God to help me. You need God to help you. That's just the way it is. Amen. You know what I'm saying? You know, and here's the thing. The eyes of the Lord never place behold me on the good. God knows where you at tonight. God knows where I'm at. If I got in a corner... David said, if I make my bed in hell, thou art there. That's what he said. God looks in my mind, looks in my heart. He knows what I am. He knows every hair on my head. He knows everything about me. He knows my thought afar off. Everything about me, God knows. And when Daniel got down to pray, God knew what was going to come.
Yeah.
You say, God set it up? Looks like it to me. When he got thrown in the line, with the lions, God shut their mouth. He slept in the lion's den that night. The king didn't sleep, though. He walked the floor and said, oh, me. Oh, me. And you know what he said when he went to the den, the mouth of it? He said, Daniel, the servant of God, that continually serves God, thou livest. I'm just paraphrasing. Daniel said, it's all right, king. It's all right. Amen. It's all right, king. Listen, I'm going to tell you this tonight. Prayer and the providence and the purpose of God will solve a lot of things if we do it. You don't have to protest. Just pray. Amen. You can trust God with everything you go through. Now listen to me. I love the Hebrews. I heard love the Hebrews answer. I love it. They said, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. If God be God, He is, and He wants to deliver us, He will. But if He don't, He's still God and we ain't bowing.
That's exactly right.
Amen. You know why I'm saying in this day, praise God, we in? God's God. I'm getting there. I mean, I'm really getting there. I mean, it's a slow walk, son. I hate it slow on me, but it's just getting there. To the fact of my life that I can trust Him for everything, and no matter what I go through, He's in control of it. And whatever I face, He's in control of it. And at the ultimate end, He's going to get glory for it. That's the thing. And I'm going to tell you, when Daniel thanked God and got up there praying, what God did was got glory out of it. And that king said that the God that Daniel serves continually, He's the God. He's the only God. Nobody else, listen to me. You can talk all you want to, but if you walk it and I walk it, what we say has no effect on people. Until you get to the place that you go through something and God shows you grace and helps you through it, people's going to look at God in your life. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what, it's going to make you better too, friend. The more you have to face and the more you overcome shows the grace of God in your life.
Yeah.
Do you know this, Brother Dennis? When I was a boy Trevor's age and these young teenagers and all this, I lived in a moment of time. I lived in a moment of time. I never thought about getting old. I never thought about people dying that much. I lived in the moment of time. But now I'm older. I don't know how old Daniel was here. One writer said he thought he was around 80 or 90 years old. I don't know. Might have been, might have not been. But I'm telling you what, the older you get in life, you'll learn. You're going to have to cast it all on Him and trust Him. Because, brother, there ain't no other way. We're going to have problems. We're going to have troubles. We're going to have trials. And God's ordained it that way. He set it up that way. Nothing's easy. Thank God. But He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And we cast everything on Him. And when we do that, that's righteousness and peace. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God. Amen. You say, are you there yet? I wish I was. You know why? Because I worry. I fret. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't trust you. Apparently, worry's a sin, really. People say worry's a sin. Say, what is worry? Worry to me is fretting over something that I can't change or control. You say, if they told you you had cancer tonight, would you worry? Yeah. Would you? But ultimately, at the end, in prayer, God's going to give me peace. He's God no matter what I go through. Amen. You know, I mean, there's things in life that you have to learn in general that He's on the throne. I'm His object, and He's going to do right. He's going to do right. And He's going to be praised for the purposes of God being fulfilled in you. And when you get to heaven one day, He'll say, look what I brought through them. Look what I did. Amen. Look at what they overcome, what they went through, and what God gave them grace to overcome. And they're a trophy of the grace of God because God's the one that done it.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. It'll help you tonight. It'll help you to relax. It'll help you rest. It'll really help you if you just learn to put it all on Him and rest in God and go pray when God says pray and don't worry about what anybody else thinks. Amen. And do what God says, no matter if it's in the face of adversity or people that don't like it. You ain't doing it for them not to like it, but you're doing it to glorify God. Amen. And God will give you the peace. God will give you wisdom. God will give you help. And God will bring you out on the other side. Praise God. And God will get glory. And somebody's going to confess what they've seen in your life. Amen. And they'll say, you know, them people got something. Amen. That's right, brother. I mean, longevity, consistency, persistency. Amen. Brother, listen. One of the biggest testimonies of this church is, hey, God, people come back and say, you know, they're the same people there. That says something.
Yeah.
Says something. Amen. It says something. It says something. Praise God. Your testimony, Daniel's testimony, what a testimony. Amen. You give Him thanks today. Praise God. He's a wonderful Lord. Amen. Let's stand tonight. I appreciate you hearing the Word of God. Amen.